Here we go live in the no panic zone, the no socialist zone, the no garbage information zone. Good to have you here. I'm Steve Gruber for July 8th, 2020. It's a Wednesday, and here are three big things you need to know right now. The Democrats, they like to tear this country down. There's no question about it. That's what you need to know. I'm going to tell you about that and how going to a national park is racist. Yeah. Number two, gun sales setting all-time records here and all over the country. It seems the pandemics, riots in the streets, and looters driving people to think they may want a little more firepower. Go figure. And number one, schools are being ready to reopen in the fall in several states. What about Michigan? Well, Big Gret says she won't commit to that at this time. Instead, she will rely on data and science. Right. Just like she did with nursing homes. And then try to figure out how to play it politically for the maximum benefit of herself and Democrats. That's the real truth. How to play it for the maximum benefit politically for herself. You see, July is the first month since the coronavirus epidemic began that the experience has produced more than 50,000 new cases on a single day of COVID positive. On July 6th, there were 50,584 new COVID-19 cases. Several times now it's been above 50,000 for the day. But even as cases spike, death rates plummet. There were 378 additional U.S. coronavirus deaths reported on that same day. On April 21st, by comparison, when just 26,000 cases were reported, you see, maybe there were a lot more cases back then. Maybe there were 10 times as many cases back then. Anyhow, the death then, almost 2,800. We haven't had a day exceeding 1,000 deaths in the United States since June the 9th. I don't see that happening. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the big push is that there's going to be more deaths, but it's not happening. And so when it comes to data and science, the death rates continue to fall. The death rates continue to fall. And Governor Whitmer said yesterday morning she's prepared to take the heat again if she imposes new restrictions in reaction to rising COVID-19 cases in Michigan. Let's see, rising COVID-19 cases in Michigan. Let's look at the data. I'm going to go to the sheet. I've kept a sheet, by the way, a spreadsheet, since this all began. And new cases did dwindle in early June, down to 120. Mid-June, they're back to 218. Late June, 225 on the 18th, 255 on the 20th. And then by the end of the month, 24, 25, 26, it had gotten above 300. It went above 500 on the 2nd of July, back down to 456 yesterday. The point being is the number of cases have come up. We're testing more than 15,000 people a day in Michigan. Did you realize? More than 15,000 people a day being tested in Michigan. More than 100,000 people a week are being tested here. That's been the trend for quite some time, by the way. More than 100,000 people a week being tested in Michigan. And obviously, well, the positive rate's not very high. If you add up the last week of 2,000 people a week testing positive out of 100,000 being tested, well, you may not be good at math, but you can do 2%, can't you? Gretchen Whitmer, never shy to pat herself on the back, said she took a lot of heat when they brought the curve down. We saved thousands of lives, she said, at an interview on CNN's New Day. And both of the viewers of the program are very excited to hear that. I'm prepared to take the heat if that's what it's going to take to keep people safe and destroy their businesses and wreck their kids' lives who don't go back to school. Sure. What do you care about a few hundred restaurants going out of business? You kept them alive. You saved people's lives. What does it matter if child abuse and domestic violence go up for a few months? No big deal. You're not getting hit. What would the big deal be to you? Of course, Whitmer did not specify benchmarks for what the number of daily coronavirus cases or what percentage increase of infections would prompt new restrictions. And as you look at the, here's the thing. If you look at the numbers right now, if you look at the numbers right now, in Michigan, you'll find that we have more than 3,000 ventilators available. We have negative pressure isolation beds, 2,000 plus available. Another 1,000 available elsewhere. Every place you go, region 1, 2, 2 north, 2 south, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, you have ventilators available. You have ICU beds available. You have lots of hospital beds, 15,000 beds available statewide. 15,000 beds statewide. 3,000 ICU beds available statewide. Goes on and on and on. What is this data and science? Michigan had the nation's third highest unemployment rate in May, 21.2%. Congratulations. Third only to Nevada and Hawaii. The nation's unemployment rate at the same time was 13.3%. Congratulations. Florida and Texas now experiencing spikes in coronavirus cases. In Michigan, the scene, slight increases as well. I suggest this, and I've been using this as a resource for quite some time, and I'm going to suggest it to you. If you can't find the information you need or you don't hear it here, you want to go check, Click on Detroit has done a fabulous job of keeping track of the coronavirus cases daily, the number of people being tested daily. Click on Detroit has done a terrific job as part of WDIV, and I'll give credit where credit is due. A great job of keeping track of the cases. So here it is for yesterday. The number of confirmed cases of coronavirus COVID-19 in Michigan has risen to 66,627, including 6,005 deaths statewide. Tuesday's update, and here's what's important about what they do at Click on Detroit. They tell you the whole story. Tuesday's update represented 454 new positive cases and 30 additional deaths, including 20 as a result of ongoing reviews of vital records, which means there are only 10 deaths in the last 24 hours, which is the highest in about a week, but 4133310. Here's the next thing. New cases have increased slightly in the last week, while deaths remain flat in Michigan. Testing has also increased with an average of more than 15,000 per day after an uptick in recent weeks. Hospitalizations declined last week. This is all readily available. Click on Detroit.com. So again, you don't have to trust me. You can trust all these other reliable sources. And by the way, great graphs. Great statistics, great information. It's all there. It's all good stuff, and it's all there for you. This part of the program brought to you by DTE, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Quick break, and then we'll be back with the one, the only, Ron Rademacher, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.